A judge's ruling created a new window of opportunities for Illinois third-party candidates to get on November's ballot.
It's finally time to have an honest discussion about how we feel about the political duopoly that's really truly keeping us from any kind of measured reform.
That's Libertarian candidate Ken Allison. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, July 6th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria is running a slate of 9 candidates for state and county offices. Tim Shelley tells us more.
Local Libertarian Party Chairman Donnie Henry says a legal decision moving back filing dates and setting a lower signature threshold was a game changer for getting their third party candidates on the ballot this November.
We as the Libertarian Party in Peoria, we looked around and we said, this is the opportunity we've been waiting for. These great people decided they were going to step up and try to make liberty play in Peoria.
That's created opportunities for candidates like Ken Allison, who says he's running against Republican State Representative Keith Summer for the 88th District as a Libertarian.
Maybe now it's finally time to have an honest discussion about how we feel about the political duopoly that's really truly keeping us from any kind of measured reform.
Allison, a business owner and military veteran, says Summer is nowhere to be found during the COVID-19 pandemic and economic crisis. He says his own calls this summer have only led to a full voicemail inbox.
We need leaders who are willing to walk a mile on broken glass for our people, our communities, our flocks, our families. We need leaders who place the needs of our fellow Illinoisans over their own political careers. Leaders who actually understand what it is to be a servant.
Also running against Summer this fall is Democrat Carla Bailey Smith of Bloomington. The party is also running candidates for Peoria County Coroner, Clerk, and Auditor, and Tazewell County Board President, among other positions. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. The city of Peoria will provide rent and mortgage aid to residents in need of help due to COVID-19. Income-eligible residents can get 3 months of housing costs covered up to $5,000. The program will cover at least 50 households. Applications open today. Health officials reported 11 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases ahead of the holiday weekend. That brings the Tri-County total to 677. 81% are considered recovered. And COVID-19 testing at Heartland Health Services East Bluff and Pekin sites is now available by appointment only. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. The city of Peoria is taking steps to convert Fulton Plaza into a two-way street. WCBU's Tim Shelley talked with city urban planners Josh Navin and Sarah Mela-Chiruvu about the reasons why and how it would be funded.
It's been a plan for some time now, actually, with the downtown streetscape plan that was adopted by council. So there's a plan to reopen that stretch of Fulton to account for the one-way to two-way conversion. That's kind of where it started, and this is just an opportunity to really get that funded for that short stretch. We've also had quite a bit of interest in reopening that, and additionally with the American Institute of Architects design competition. It's in our thoroughfare plan that was recently updated and really goes along with the council's goal of having a vibrant downtown.
I think Josh touches on it well. It also dovetails nicely with some of the investments that are happening just in that little maybe 2-block radius with the Distillery Labs and the Innovation Grant, as well as OSF's. I think it's the $125 million renovation, and it connects with the riverfront, as Josh mentioned, and is all connected to a vibrant, bustling downtown.
It's been quite a while, so to convert it into a two-way street, what exactly does that look like?
It would be a full urban cross-section with parking, with planters, allowances for stormwater help with our current CSO project, you know, a two-lane cross-section. it would be an urban street. There may be some accommodations for, you know, more of an at-grade street, so an all-at-grade to go along with Farnsworth competition design, so that it's easier to change that if we need to, like if there's going to be a festival or something of that, the easy changing of that to a more of a, you know, block it off to allow for, you know, if it's a Pure Eats or something like that type of thing, or any of the festivals.
When do we expect to see work actually begin, and what's the timeline for maybe getting it completed?
You're looking at 2021 when this is, you know, to give it a ballpark.
So you mentioned this is kind of part of the one-way, the two-way conversion. I know converting some of the other streets downtown, like Jefferson, and into a two-way potentially has been a topic of conversation for many years. How does this play into that?
It's a pretty integral part of that one-way to two-way conversion, because of when they closed it off, it turned what was, you know, two individual blocks into one kind of super block. So what it's going to do is allow for people to and their movements with respect to vehicular traffic, deliveries, commerce, etc., to provide for that additional movement to turn around if they have to, but also now that it's two-way to turn left as well. So it also provides for a direct shot from the Civic Center parking area directly to the, you know, Riverfront Museum and the riverfront itself. So it provides a, you know, more of an opening for that as a visual cue as well.
That was Tim Shelley's interview on the planned conversion of Fulton Plaza into a new two-way street downtown. For more information on the project, head to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.